This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Have you got any gadgets hanging around your home that you no longer want or use? Between us, we have millions of bits of tech stockpiled in drawers that could be given a new lease of life. Part of the problem for our unloved gadgets is that many become obsolete quickly because their software doesn't get updated. Other items are left unused because they're broken or they've become superseded by a fancy new version. Many of these items are electronics, but despite them appearing to be past their sell-by date, they don't need to end up in landfill. There are several ways to make the most of our unwanted gadgets. Recycling is the obvious solution. Materials used to make them can be extracted and reused in other things. As an example, Elizabeth Ratcliffe from the Royal Society of Chemistry told the BBC, "There are about 30 different elements just in a smartphone, and many of them are very rare. These can be used in touchscreens and solar panels." Probably the best antidote to our throwaway culture is to repair our broken tech. This takes patience and skill, which can be learnt at repair clubs and repair cafes, free meeting places where you'll find tools and materials to help you make any repairs you need. In the UK, the interest in mending our stuff and giving it a new life is reflected by the popularity of a TV series called The Repair Shop, where craftspeople rescue and resurrect items their owners thought were beyond saving. A final option for your discarded gadgets is to upcycle them. You can breathe new life into unwanted stuff by transforming it into valuable pieces or collectible retro items. These could be sold on, meaning you can make some cash from your junk and create much-needed space in your home.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.